The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton and Big Jay Oakerson. A very fun episode this week, Jay.
Yes.
That's all you're
going to bring. We're so in love.
We do, with Doug and Doug, they have a new podcast called Wide World of Doug's, Doug Benson, Doug Mellard. We play a sort of version of the Newlywed Game to see which podcast co-hosts know each other better. We do the show live every single Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You could watch for free at the sdrshow.com/live or use the code SDR at gasdigitalnetwork.com and get 20% off the entire network, including great shows like Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, Shannon Show The Thing Is, and the brand new show Are You Garbage? It all happens at gasdigitalnetwork.com. But here it is right now.
Hey, Shannon, wait. Shannon, what do you think of my hair?
I'm not used to it.
I like it, actually.
You don't like it, Shannon.
I like it spiky and blue.
Ugh. Yeah. That's
I don't hate it. Blue. I just Shannon, prefer it spiky.
You're spiky and blue.
And last question, Shannon. If you turn off all the lights in your house and put a flashlight to your boobs because they are fake, do you see that crazy, like it looks like a jack-o'-lantern?
I don't know. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it tonight.
Please that's try what Shannon it. Was doing right before this. Like
if you turn it off, do you have a flashlight?
On my phone.
Turn off all the lights right now and just shine it to, you don't have to take your shirt off or anything. It's nothing crazy. Just
do you think it's going to work through my bra?
Put it to the top of your, you'll see from the top.
Before you do it, let's just say this. Here it is right now, Doug and Doug episode of the SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me the tit show. Please, someone walk the hall. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow.
It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. As mostly, I can't say as always, but as mostly with me, who I've not seen in quite some time, it is Big Jay Oakerson. Nice to see your face, buddy.
Good to see you too, buddy.
Your hair looks so long and luscious. It makes me jealous because my hair doesn't grow as fast as it used to now that I'm an old man.
I've been practicing background dancing, and I wasn't having flippy enough hair for my moves.
I could see that. So now you feel that you're ready for the flip turns.
Yeah. The world's ready for the next Joey Fatone.
Yeah,
been asking for it.
I think it's time. It's time. Follow us everywhere at the SDR Show. No live chat, no phone lines because we are doing the Zoom episodes. And we have a very cool, interesting thing to happen tonight. We will introduce first the co-hosts of the new podcast, Wide World of Doug's, Doug Benson. And I'm going to fuck it up. Is Doug Mellard?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, I thought I was going to fuck it up. I wanted to say Mellard like the duck, but I thought it was Mellard, and I'm glad I nailed it.
Mallard is
messed up my name.
Did I say
that? Screwed up my name. It's Doug Benson.
Benson. Doug Benson, first of all, to you, I want to say kudos to you in doing a little research. Fuck, Doug loves movies since 2006 podcast. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we just hit like a little over 1,200 episodes.
I mean, that's got to be, I don't know if I've met anyone yet that's had a podcast longer than that. I don't know if I know anyone that does. That's a fucking 14 years.
I don't. Can I tell you this, Ralph? I don't know how many of these exist, but yeah. I'm undefeated on the show.
Yeah, I don't deny that at all.
Yeah, Jay always, he comes in and cleans house every time. And that's, you know, that's why he's my secret weapon. That's why I don't have him on too often. Oh, the other reason I don't have him on too often is between the two of us, we always fuck up the dates.
We fuck up the dates and we smoke a lot of pot. We both smoke.
Not that I would ever be asked to be on the show, but I would be horrible on that game. I don't remember movies. I don't remember stars. I would be terrible. I don't know why that is. Jay's brain has always worked that way incredibly well of remembering who the third co-lead of some obscure movie was in 1986, he'll know it. I don't worry. I'll do that with 80s rock bands, but I can't do that with movies.
And now that we're doing this, the 21 Jump Street podcast, me, Soder, and Ari, I will now have a new factoid that in season 5, the only non-Johnny Depp season, Ralph Sutton walks into a fucking nightclub. Yep.
That's pretty me. Exciting. I'll be there. But that was great. That was, at least we could find the episode. You could see my big stupid ass walking into a nightclub, Nikki Beach, and I think it was 89 or 90 or something like that. If anything, by the way, Doug, you don't know this, but very often I have weird little stories in my life that Jay never believes me. And every once in a while, I can find the proof of this stupid thing that happened. And that was, though, Jay did believe that one. You did believe that one from the beginning.
You've got me to a few. That one didn't seem like crazy to me. You were a background person on an episode of 21 Jump Street. No one tries to get pussy with that information.
But you know what I did?
Information.
What I did find, by the way, is I sent this to Shannon. I don't have it ready now, but I found an article that proves that the FBI did question the staff of a strip club in Wayne, New Jersey after 9/11 because the terrorists were there. They were living in Wayne, New Jersey. Ralph, and that's the club I was at.
Ralph, it took me, it's a lie. Ralph took me, it took me everything in my power not to just cram on you on social media the other day when I saw you write a goddamn love letter to the band Tesla. You're like, few bands have stood the test of time like Tesla.
I'm surprised you didn't shit on it.
because I like Tesla, but few bands have stood the test of time like Tesla.
What I meant by that is also that the lineup has basically been the same, except for one dude. That's okay. All I mean.
I have that article, Ralph, New Jersey one.
Yeah, can you show that?
Yeah.
Okay, so New Jersey town becomes focus of an FBI probe, and somewhere down here it says that they... terrorists were living in Wayne, New Jersey. Scroll down a little bit. And that they had to question the staff of a strip club in New Jersey.
They came over to me and they requested they requested like the desert missed the rains 3 times in a row. I knew there was trouble afoot.
Yeah. And then scroll. That's it. So this is the article here. It's the only thing I can find because in 2001, everything's not on the internet from 19 years ago. But I spent time finding that article. That's the only strip club in Wayne, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So that was my strip club, Jay. That's my proof.
All right. You drove him over the edge, dude.
I'm the reason why there was the third plane. All right. So Doug and Doug, Wide World of Doug.
Four planes. The fourth plane was the gas station, the other thing he went to.
tell me what the show was about exactly, Doug and Doug. How do you guys know each other? How did this come about?
Yeah, you tell him, Doug.
Well, we met, maybe 15 years ago, probably now?
Mm-hmm. And as comedians do.
Yeah, in Austin at Cap City Comedy Club. And Wide World of Dougs, we're just going to interview all the Dougs in the world. We're throwing out, trying to see which interesting Dougs we can find. You know, we'll probably come across some bad Dougs. But the name Doug doesn't really stand out. There's not a ton of big name famous Dougs. So we want to see why this name has held so many of us back, you know, stuff like that.
I mean, I can only think of Flutie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Dougs in sports, which kind of makes sense because you probably have to like start to defend yourself pretty early on.
Yeah. The only Doug that I can think of is, I don't even know if he's still alive. I don't think he is. Is Doug Henning still alive? No, right?
No, he left us, but boy, was he a pussy.
Oh, I know one.
Stanhope.
Doug Stanhope. Yes. Oh, yeah. Stanhope's a great one, of course.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say Stanhope's, you know, he's the one that when people start to say my name, once they've said Doug, they just sometimes blurt out Stanhope, and he tells me the same thing happens to him, that they don't blurt out Stanhope.
The guitarist of Whitesnake, to stick with my 80s rock, is Doug Aldrich.
There we go.
That's a great one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, he's cool, and he's still active. They still tour, so that's a good one.
Kicks?
Yeah.
Dougie Fresh is a huge one.
Dougie Fresh is a good one.
That's our holy grail is Dougie Fresh.
Also Dougie Doug.
Dougie Doug.
Yeah.
I'll talk Cool Runnings all night.
Hell yeah.
Dougie Fresh is supposed to be on SDR soon, and we're going to have a beatbox battle.
Oh, no way.
Ralph claims he was a B-boy, despite his bacon neck shirt. He said he was a B-boy.
It's very, very true. So let me ask Doug.
Practicing his beats outside the strip club in Wayne, New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, I was in a beatbox cipher with those guys. They seemed pretty cool. I was surprised they did it.
I can't believe it. They didn't seem they were angry about anything.
They seem like mellow guys.
Doug Benson, how did you do a podcast in 2006? If you don't mind me asking, what type of technology was around 15 years ago, 14 years ago?
I guess the question is, where did you get off? Where did you get off?
There was a website that these fellows started called, called Handheld Comedy. And they thought they could have almost like a podcast network before anybody knew what a podcast was. Mm-hmm. So we started out there, and then they ended up not making any money, and neither did we, but we, along with Never Not Funny and a few other podcasts, just sort of kept going because you could just throw podcasts onto iTunes. You know, I fortunately had, in my case, I had producers working with me that have been with me ever since. And so that those guys, you know, they were just ahead of their time. Nobody wanted a podcast network yet because nobody wanted a podcast.
So did you have the equipment? Like, did you buy equipment?
I just cheated and had, just recorded it at the theater because my podcast from the very first episode was an audience show.
Always.
So, so I always had, a producer who recorded it and then, initially gave it to that one place, but then eventually, started putting it on iTunes. And, and of course now there's, you can put on all sorts of different services. Right.
Shannon, just out of curiosity, can you Google when the first podcasts were? I don't know what year that was, but I can't.
Ralph, when I did Getting Doug with High out there the few times, they did it. Is he still doing it at the Jash Studios over there?
No, that's Jash is kind of not really a thing anymore.
Oh, really? That was such a cool little collective over there. That was.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And, the company that absorbed it is still going and doing other stuff. It's called Group 9, and they do, Now This and The Dodo and one of those other L.A. Thrillists, I think they do. Anyway.
Who was the people? It was all in that. It was like a crazy group. It was you, Sarah, right? Sarah Silverman.
Well, Jash was started by Sarah, Reggie Watts, Tim and Eric, and Adam Carolla, and Michael Sara. But I was the only show that, really, we went for, we ran for, 5 years there, maybe more. Nice. And then now we're, picking up and trying to, figure out a way to keep doing it, on our own.
Fuck yeah.
And you're doing, so you'll be doing all three podcasts still?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean... I've got a food podcast, a movie podcast, a weed podcast, and now a podcast about Doug's. On all those other ones, I get, free movies and free weed and free food. I don't know what I'm going to get out of
free Doug's?
This. I don't want any free Doug's.
How many Doug's are lined up right now?
Zero, because the first episode, we want to, just throw it out there that we're looking for Doug's. And you know what? Also, it's just an excuse for me and Doug to get together, to be honest with you.
That's cool. That's funny. So I'm trying to think. Not to name drop, but I do know Doug Aldrich pretty well. I could get him to get on your show.
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, that sounds super exciting. Do you think he knows how to work Zoom?
I will find out for you. I will get back to you,
That's what you have to do with guests now is that it's on them to know how to operate something.
It amazes me how rarely at this point, even with podcasters, present company included, you don't have a great microphone setup when you're doing this for a living as a podcaster.
I know. It's crazy. I don't know where I get the nerve.
What's the nerve, man?
We had a now I feel like a dick not remembering his name, but from Styx. Why am I blanking?
Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah, we had Dennis DeYoung on the show. It was funny. There was a lot of showtime spent with this. Let's say, how do you work this cockamamie thing? And just see, this for cock the machine?
Like FaceTiming my mom.
It is, though. That just so I sent you, Shannon, that there's a bunch of new technology coming out because the world is on Zoom right now. And something I also looked up today that I pretty much expected. We saw double-digit increases in network television viewership because everyone's home now. So maybe network television will be relevant again. All right, Jay, before we go any further, one of our new sponsors that I know Luis J. Gomez is a big fan of is Cushy Dreams. They are smokable CBD.
And it's flower CBD. It's amazing. Yeah.
And what's great is when it came in the mail, it comes with like a note saying, "Dear mailman," or whoever it was, postmaster, "this is not weed. This is legal in all states," because it looks and smells pretty much just like regular weed, yes, but it's CBD.
It is smokable. It's amazing. Somehow with CBD, they're still able to have like indica sativa blends. They have strains that give you more energy, hustle, make you more mellow. It's pretty amazing. It's very, very pure. Each batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks, and it guarantees maximum freshness and preserves flavor and the cannabinoids. I've really enjoyed it.
To me, looking at it, it's mind-blowing because it just basically looks and smells and is weed just without THC. If you go to cushydreams.com with a K, Cushy Dreams, use the code SDR, you get 20% off your entire order. And I know that also I feel some people, I would look at this as either A, if you want to wean yourself off of not smoking too much, or if you don't want, you just want to kind of relax a little bit, it seems like a good in-betweener. It's Cushy Dreams at CushyDreams.com.
Some people tell you if you smoke a little bit too much weed, you're feeling a little like antsy from that. Smoking a little CBD will bring you back down to earth.
Yeah, there you go. Reasons abound. Go to CushyDreams.com. It is grown in California and Oregon, and each plant is hand-selected by a team of cannabis experts. All right, Jay, let's get back into it. Shannon, did you get an answer on when the first podcast was?
So, the short answer is in 2004 is when the technology was created to do MP3 to RSS stream. Mm-hmm. And so like there were some original ones of like a sports cast and President George W. Bush did something. So there are people that are credited with the term podcast and creating that technology, but there wasn't like a big podcast to trace it.
You know who the first one is?
Am I crazy that Shannon's mic is cranked?
Yeah, Shannon's mic is a little hot.
It does weird things.
It's on
sometimes.
Live, but it doesn't. You know who actually is known for being the grandfather or father of podcasting? Adam Curry from MTV.
His name did come up, yeah.
Did you know that? Jay?
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
100%. Yeah. He is. For some reason, he's credited with coming up with that along with some British dude.
Dave Weiner.
Podcast.
Yeah, Doug Benson, podcaster since 2006. Jay agrees with me.
I heard that's great. I heard Martha Quinn started Netflix.
And also, we're going to play this game in a minute or two, but the thing that I looked at that surprised me the most, Doug Benson was an extra in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I did not know that. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. I'm at the very end of the movie when Ratner goes back to Harry's Pizza to talk to what's her name? And she gives him a little kiss or whatever, and he's like, "Yay, progress!" I'm just standing around in the background. It was my first job as a extra, and I'm just standing around smoking a cigarette because they pay you $10 extra if you're willing to smoke a cigarette.
Really?
And you your face is visible in the scene?
Oh yeah, I'm just right there in the background, and it's funny. There's like the kind of extended version of Fast Times that they show on TV sometimes. Uh-huh. That scene continues on, like his character walks along with that Damone character. They kind of walk through the mall together, and it's kind of a walk and talk. And then I'm one of those annoying extras that's like just finding the lens as they walk and talk. So I mean, even more in the longer version.
I know. I only bring it up because Ralph tells me and the world that he was an extra in the film Crush Groove.
Yes.
And then even goes as far as to stop the pause on the crowd screen and point to a image that could be a fucking thumb in the air. It's
SD quality. But also, Doug's plural, I could bring on people that were there that day. I could have a bunch of people that say, yes, we were there with him. He's not
congratulations, you know, liars.
He's not going to believe me. And of all the movies, why would I say Crush Groove?
It's you're still friends with the people that you went to Crush Groove with.
Yeah. My brother was there, first of all. Yeah, I'm sorry. You hate my B-boy past, man.
It's just insanity. What you're not in Crush Groove, dude. I'm sorry. I'm Crush Groove. You thought it was a good lie to tell because you're like, a lot of people don't know Crush Groove. And then I came into your life and I know Crush Groove well.
How many times have I proved you wrong?
Oh, my Lord.
Just so you know, guys, he didn't believe, like, the woman that sang the song in Break-In 2, I Believe in the Beat, right? On her album, it says, thank you to Ralph Sutton for my breakdance lessons. He didn't believe me. I found the woman on Facebook. She sent me an image. I showed it on the fucking show.
You did?
Yes.
I blanked that shit all out, dude.
Yeah, because you forget about the times I prove you wrong.
No, I remember.
Yeah, it sounds like you could have faked that, too, though.
Yeah, sure.
It absolutely could have. That's just a super
simple. Yeah, it's just Photoshop.
It sounds like Photoshop. There's a template for
that. And Shannon, there was something recently.
I'll tell you the ones I know.
Zach Wilde.
Oh, Zach Wilde. I know Zach Wilde.
He did know Zach Wilde. I feel like he doesn't know you as good as you hope he wished.
I tried to say that we're not even friends, and he corrected me and said we are.
Well, he was looking right in your sad face.
I gave him an out. I said we're not really friends.
That's not an out.
How could he remember anybody?
Yeah. Zach Wilde went fucking bananas. Listen, here's the ones that Ralph's got me on. I came into his house, and very comfortably, the guitar player from Tesla was playing the Beatles love song. That's real. I walked into his place one time, and his dear friend from childhood, Jennifer Esposito, the actress, was there, and she knew him.
Neither one of them were struggling to leave.
Yeah.
Susie Essman knew you well because she remembers some of the older comics remember you because your mom ran upstairs at Green Street in New York when that was a thing. So she knew some of those comics. So you knew Mario Cantone and
Joy Behar, Susie Essman. Yeah.
Joy Behar?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Never come up before one time ever.
Oh, no, for sure, for sure.
Never come up even one time before, Joy
I'm
Behar.
Sorry that I have such a storied past, Jay.
God. Barbara Walters used to babysit.
I'm going
to
have Joy Behar call you, and I'm going to smack you in the face.
Man, you have Pauly Shore stories, dude. You got Pauly Shore stories.
Yes, Shannon.
Oh, no, not to change the subject. I have one more early Doug Benson appearance on an episode of Friends.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
How old are we with these things? You're about my age, if not younger.
I've been at it for a long time. Like Fast Times was my first thing ever, and that was I want to say 84. So 84, I think. And Friends was I was the same. I was a little older than all the Friends when I did Friends, but I looked their age or younger.
Mm-hmm. And you had some lines of that?
Yeah, I just, you know, talked to Jennifer Aniston at a party, and she's in the middle of, you know, she's spinning out over some stupid thing that she thinks is happening that's not real. And so she kind of, you know, acts weird to me, and then I walk away, which is so dumb because she looked great.
Did she have the cut?
No, it was past that, but it was one of her like really good looks, I thought. And you know, she was part of it. She got caught in this whole lie that she was going to a gala. So she's dressed really nice when I'm talking to her. And Courtney Cox was in the scene too. And I feel like I never met her.
Because you wouldn't even stare. You wouldn't even look at her.
She didn't have anything to do with me. Like she never even said hi.
It's funny.
We're in the same scene together. We don't have any lines together, but she's standing right next to Jennifer.
That really reminds me of my first interaction with Joy Behar. Same thing.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, well, Ralph, I've told on the show before, but I did a scene with Jennifer Lopez in Hustlers, and she was we did not have any sort of a conversation whatsoever.
Really?
And there was a lot of, you know, cut, reset shit, and I was like, I thought we were going to have this thing. And then I just blurted out something dumb, and she was like, what? And I walked away.
Lastly, Doug Benson, are you just a magnet fan? What's going on with the fridge behind you?
That's what happens is like you get a magnet for some reason and then you throw it on your fridge. And then next thing you know, when magnets are available, you go, oh, yeah, I'll put that on my fridge. So it's all like it's bands that I like and Broadway musicals.
They're so neatly arranged. I feel like I hope you can straighten them out for this interview because that would be weird.
Well, you're really out of topics. You're really out of topics, Ralph. I'll be honest. Let me tell you. Let me tell you why. I thought you were going to lead that into. You know, as a magnet guy, my godfather Regis
Philbin. No, actually, my brother was crazy into magnets for every state. And then when he went to all 50 states and he had a magnet from each one, he threw them all in the garbage, which is kind of weird. All right, so we are going to
play. Is your brother the kid from The Mask?
Yes.
He plotted his route his whole life.
All right, Jay, before we go any further, one of our longtime sponsors now, it is Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, Kratom?
Yo, yo. I'll play Kratom in the script.
Yeah.
Yo, it's me, Kratom. What up?
Kratom, how much are you?
Yo, what you doing hanging out in this deli and whatnot? Yo, Kratom, come to your house. $60 kilo.
All day long, baby. All day long.
All day long. What up, player? True player for real.
Good. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Because why? Good quality. Don't go to the, like Kratom was just saying, don't go to the gas station. Get some garbage.
Get that bullshit. Come find Yo Kratom. I got my pants sag. I got my hat to the side.
Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom. $60 kilos all day long.
Yo Kratom, I never paid for soda in my life. I walk right out with that shit. Say something. Yo Kratom.
Let's get back into it.
Real quick. You can share a screen, right?
Yeah.
Share a screen and look.
So we are going. Shannon helped put this together tonight, gentlemen. We are doing basically the newlywed game, but for podcast co-hosts, It's going to be who knows their co-host better. Me and Jay versus the two Dougs. We each have paper and pen in front of us, so no cheating. Shannon set this up. I have faith in her. And we're going to do it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's 8 questions, right?
Yes.
4 for each of us, so like 4 for Team A, 4 for Team B. There's point values, and I'm going to let Shannon take it from here.
Wait, 4 from Team A. Oh, okay, so we're only getting 4 questions each.
Yeah, like I have 4 and you have 4.
It's not a lot of questions.
Well, it's 8 questions if I did the math right.
All right.
Okay, so for the first round.
Are you getting the intro and post?
Yeah, I could play it now if you just want to see it.
Let the boys see that we put some work into this show. Wait, Ralph.
We each, as a team, get 4 questions only.
No. So play the intro, then we'll explain it to you.
Yeah.
All right, one second.
I think it's worth them seeing it because we do.
I swear to God, Ralph, for being somebody who spent a lot of time with Bert Convy in his life, I'm surprised you.
It's the brand new game show where we find out which podcasting duo knows each other the best. Let's start the Potty Bud Game.
Just, you know, that's
Shannon, did you do that?
I directed it.
What?
I had part in it. I put it together.
Get an IMDb credit on that?
All right, so Shannon, explain the rules again because I did a shitty job of explaining the rules. I apologize.
Okay, so for the first round, each correct answer will be worth 20 points. And how it will go is, so question 1 will be for Doug Benson and Ralph to answer about their partners. Question 2 will be Jay and Doug Mellard. And then, so, you know, we'll do two each, and then we'll move on to the second round, which is worth 50 points each, and then we'll go over all the answers.
So wait a second. Oh, that's right. We have to match up. Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, so for the first question, Doug Benson and Ralph will be writing down the answer on the paper about your co-host. Okay. What is the first thing your co-host would buy if they won the lottery?
Can I ask a stupid follow-up? How much money are we talking?
Ralph, answer the question.
I'm sorry.
And do I
on the
answer?
Game sh-
and no, I, no, answer, no. I answer what my answer would be.
No, after, when we go over the answers, yeah.
You'll say your answer, and here I'll show it.
Yeah, but I have to like write that down.
Too. Oh, okay.
That, and I show it.
That does make sense. You could write it down. Yeah. You're
right. Fine. Everyone writes it down.
Okay, Doug. Yes, Doug Mellard. You could write down what your answer actually would be, and Ralph and Benson are guessing.
Okay, I know what I have to say. I think I'm pretty good with this. I think I'm right.
Okay, I'll give you another couple seconds.
I'm playing it straight.
Yeah, I'm playing. I think Doug Benson is writing a long answer. So.
It's a long list of things. First, number one, all the gum.
Yeah, I'm going serious. I'm going real answers here, Jay. I'm going because I want to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Question two. This is for Jay and Doug Mellard. What habit do you have that annoys your co-host the most? So Doug and Ralph, write what you think annoys them the most.
What habit do I have?
Yes. What habit do I have?
No. What habit does Jay and Mellard have that annoys your co-host the most?
Oh.
And I'm writing down what I think.
What I think Jay had. What annoys Jay? What I'm most annoyed about by Jay?
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm.
Or what Jay thinks his most annoying habit is to you.
Let me think about it.
I'll put some fun wait time music in this in post.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, I'm not going to give any hints.
I think we might match.
I don't know so far. I really feel strongly about my first two, but I'd be surprised. Who knows? You know, you have faith. You think you know somebody.
Okay. So let's really have some fun with this, and then once we have all our answers, mix them all up.
Let me ask you this before we go to the next question. Doug and Doug, do you feel you know each other very well? Do you feel confident?
No.
No. Okay, good.
Okay.
I mean, we've known each other for a long time, but we're not like, you know, I don't know what his favorite color is.
You know what's funny is that I think we know each other about the same length of time. You said 15 years?
Yeah.
I think that's about as long as Jay and I know each other. Is that about right, Julie?
I'd say for sure. Yeah.
But you guys have, you know, hosted a show together for a long time. Like
yeah, but you've hosted
show
a show together.
On Friday.
You got to host and go together.
We're about to learn a lot more about each other.
He's right. Ralph, you did stack the odds against them.
Yeah, true. But I think these are questions you don't really normally ask each other. And by the way, Shannon, am I right that these are direct from the Newlywed Game, these type of questions?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Just okay, the kind of attitude I'd expect from a fucking strip club DJ who aids terrorists.
Okay, number three for Doug Benson and Ralph. Who would survive longer in a zombie apocalypse?
Me or Jay is what I think.
Yes, yes.
I got a 50-50 chance of getting this right.
Yep. And Jay and Mellard, what you think your co-host will answer.
We're both so Jewish.
Which one of us would survive a zombie apocalypse?
Yes.
Speaking of which, Jay, I fucking love The Last of Us 2. It's so good.
It's unbelievable.
I played consistently for 3 days.
I beat it.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so fucking good. Oh my God. Best.
What's awesome is when you think it's over, there's a whole bunch more stuff.
Yeah, I'm probably close to being halfway through. Either you guys gamers or not at all.
No.
Okay, see, that's where Jay and I, that's why we're so close.
Okay, number four for Jay and Mellard. Who would win in an eating contest?
I don't like these 50-50 questions, but let me think about it.
There's a lot of 50-50 questions.
Okay, well, that's round one. That's four questions. So yep. There. That's a dating game, right?
No.
I think it was all of them. Wasn't that all of them?
No, I think just dating games.
Okay. But whenever our answer is Mellard, we should just hold up a picture of a duck.
All right, Shannon, so let's get it started.
Okay, so question one for Doug Benson and Ralph was, what is the first thing your co-host would buy if they won the lottery?
All right, so, let's go with the Dougs first.
Okay, so Doug Mellard, what was your answer? What is the first thing you're go ahead.
I thought he was gonna get.
But no, we're gonna see if you match him. Yeah, you're right. We're gonna see if you match him.
An autographed hard copy of the script from Roadhouse.
Why'd you cross out from?
I don't know.
Like all of a sudden it's offensive to say from. Oh, that's fine. What did you say, Doug Benson? I'd say like this. If you get this right, I think it's game over already, but let's see what happens.
I mean, that would have been crazy if I came up with that. I mean, I know Doug loves Roadhouse, but I also know that he's currently in Santa Fe right now. And so I thought if he won the lottery today, that he would just purchase a home in Santa Fe.
I think there's an outside chance. I know every word to the film Roadhouse.
Oh, it's so good.
There's an outside chance I know every word.
My favorite line in that film is, do you want to get nipple to nipple?
Jay, opening line of the movie. What's the first words in the movie?
it's a fight in a bar that it's a guy's arguing in a bar. I don't remember what the guy's saying in the bar. Yeah. It's a fight in a bar right away that he breaks up, and the guy from the Double Deuce sees him and is like, "That's why I came across the country to scout a bouncer."
Oh, in the '80s, they make a whole movie about arm wrestling, about bouncing. It was a simpler time.
Oh, yeah, arm wrestling. There's a documentary called Pushing John that shows you the world of arm wrestling. It's pretty intense.
You talked about that before.
It's good. You should watch that.
All right, Jay.
I still want to talk about Roadhouse. What was the last line of Roadhouse, Jay?
I didn't know the first line.
A polar bear fell on me, and yeah, then Jeff Healy kicks in. Well, I walked 200 miles to see you turn in. Smoke is in your eyes. Fucking great.
Jeff Healy was big for a while.
Yeah. For a while, and then he died of blind. I guess.
Is that Angel Eyes? He did that
Angel
song.
Eyes. That's him. Yeah. All right, Jay, your answer.
My answer. If I won the lottery. I said a big house.
Hey. Jay and Ralph get 20 points. All right, second question.
We all thought house, Doug, except for you.
Yeah, only Doug was a script. You did think house, just roadhouse.
That's right. We all had houses.
Damn it.
If you would have just said a roadhouse, you could have made a severe argument that, like, yeah, a roadhouse. And sound
also, if he would have crossed out road instead of front, he's still
Okay, next question. This was for Jay and Mellard. What habit do you have that annoys your co-host the most? So we'll start with you, Doug Benson. What do you think the answer was? What do you think Mellard's answer was?
It's him guessing what I think annoys me about him.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's not right.
I'm not really annoyed by it.
No, that's not right. It has to be what you.
What's the other think. Way around?
Yeah. What do you think that you do is annoying to him?
I thought it was the other way.
And absolutely nothing.
Wait, hold on. Because it's okay. What habit do you have that annoys your co-host the most? And that question is to Doug, Mellard, and to Jay. So
meaning Doug, Mellard, and Jay, your habit that you think annoys me.
Right. Yes.
So, okay. Doug,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. So same answer?
I'm going to say mine then. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to say that I think he's always hungover.
Okay. He's always hungover. And Doug, what'd you write?
I said recommending bad movies on Doug Loves Movies.
By the way, that really looks like an O, not a D. That looked like Olm.
Yeah, it looks like Olm. Well, that's because I'm very hungover.
If I get this, Jay, we go into a strong lead.
All right, what do you got? What do you got, Ralph?
All right, so I go first. What did I think he would say? I'm sure I spelled it wrong, but I'm thinking from Jay's perspective that he's going to think his hypochondria is what is going to annoy me.
Oh, no. I didn't think that. And now I feel bad that it does.
It doesn't. That's what I thought you thought.
I put not responding quick.
That's a good one, too.
Good one.
But I'm surprised that you think that annoys me. I would think because you don't like your hypochondria that you would think it would annoy me. I didn't put it in the – if you asked me what annoys you the most would be a different answer. Does that make sense?
Why, Ralph? Because I get anxious and my hands go numb and I tell you I'm dying and I need you to get me to a specialist?
Yeah, exactly.
I said we were both Jewish.
All right, let's move on. Question three.
The third question was, who would survive longer in a zombie apocalypse? And that was for Doug Benson and Ralph. So, Doug Mellard, what do you think the answer was?
DB, because weed helps everything.
All right, Doug Benson.
I had a feeling you'd go that way with it.
And
I went realistically.
Oh, wow. 50-50 shot and they're off. Wow.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to cancel this podcast that we were going to do. We are not compatible.
You're not compatible. All right, Jay, let's hear what you say.
I have Ralph.
Really? So weird. You've been in fights. I've never been in a fight.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's sort of. I was going more for like health probably overall.
I was thinking you're much tougher than me.
Yeah, I was just picturing we were going to have to fight. I thought we were going to have to, like, build a lean-to or something. And then, I was raised by women. I don't know how to do anything. I couldn't, like, even if I was able to kill a deer, there's not a fucking chance that I'll take skin off of it. And figure out, it's too icky. I can't touch a fish.
I solely based it on you being far more badass than me. Like, you've been in a plethora of fights. I've never hit anybody.
Okay.
Makes all sense right. to me.
All right.
Yeah. Last of all.
I went with Doug. I thought that Doug Mellard would be better in an apocalypse than me because he has a dog, and people with dogs seem to fare well in those situations.
Good point.
And a beard. He also has a beard, which a beard. Generally means something good about
that
nature.
That helps, too.
He looks more mountain manny.
Yeah, I've got my revenant beard.
Mellard, do you have any outdoorsy skills?
Well, I actually randomly just bought a bow and arrow, so I guess, yeah.
Why didn't you say yourself?
Bear tries to fuck Mellard. Mellard fucks back.
All right, last question of round one, Shannon.
I rip its throat out like in Roadhouse.
Yeah, three-finger grip, dude.
Last question was for Doug Mellard and Jay. Who would win in an eating contest? So, Doug Benson, what do you think the answer was?
I think that, I hope again that he realizes that he's got, more stamina in these sort of situations than I do. So I said, Mellard.
Yay.
Now that you've it up.
We did it.
Yeah, I'm worried about this. I'm worried about Ralph trying not to make me feel bad about myself.
All right, Ralph, what do you think Jay answered?
I said again, because he's a little more tougher than me, I put Jay.
That wasn't because, why? Because I'm tough. I can do an eating contest.
You power through.
Oh, yeah. That's
probably man, amazing. That guy can, you can punch so many ribs into him.
he's bigger than me. Fair enough.
I've learned how to deep throat food, so I don't have to go through the effort of swallowing. Yes, I put me also.
Okay, yay. Good. So now we're back in front. So after round one, we are up by 20 points. Am I right?
That's correct. So it's 40 for Ralph and Jay, 20 for the Dougs. And now we can get into round two.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay, this one is for Doug Benson and Ralph. Who is more stubborn?
Oh, that's a good one. I still don't like these 50-50s, but...
This is straight from the show.
Let me think about that for a second. Okay. Who is more... Who do I think is more stubborn?
Or who do you think... Yeah. And Jay is going to put, who do you think is more stubborn?
I have a hard time with that. All right, I think I have it. All right, I have it.
Okay. For Doug Mellard and Jay, who is the better dresser?
Hey, dude, this is tough.
That's a hard one. That's really hard. It really is hard.
Wow. That's a great question for four slobs.
It really is the lesser of two evils.
That was a really difficult question.
Next question for...
I mean, I'm looking at all four of us right now. I'm like, what a room full of idiots. Like, we're all so poorly dressed.
Everyone has a t-shirt on.
I mean, we're wearing upscale, casual...
I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt is what I'm wearing. Yeah. I think we're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
Right. That's funny as shit. Okay,
next question for Doug Benson and Ralph. If you were both stranded on a desert island, who would be more likely to eat the other first?
That is a hard question.
You would eat the other first?
I don't like that question either.
Yeah.
They asked that to like a newly married couple.
Yeah, this is straight from the Newlywed Game.
Is the next one not 50-50?
The next one is 50-50.
Wow, they're all 50-50. That's really, we should have gone over these first, but it's okay.
I tried.
I think on the actual show, they need to get easier as it goes because they don't want to have... No points.
Right. You just made up ones. What's the so-and-so's biggest...
No, speech? I have one bonus question that it's a fill-in-the-blank, so we could put that in instead.
Let's make that last one the fill-in-the-blank. The last one.
I love it.
Okay. All right, you guys done with the desert island?
Yeah. And make it worth a million points.
Okay. Okay, last one for Doug, Mellard, and Jay. One thing we'll never agree on is blank.
Oh.
Oh.
We'll never agree on...
Come on, Ralph, you can figure this out.
Okay, I got my answers in.
Okay, everyone good?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So The first one of the second round was for Doug Benson and Ralph. Who is more stubborn? So, Doug Mellard, what do you think Doug Benson answered?
I'm actually way more stubborn, but I said I for some reason. Yeah.
Good job.
Wow. Then now they're even. No, now they're ahead of us, Jay. It's 50 points.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried. I put me.
I put you, buddy.
All right. Yay. Yeah. I first put you, and I'm like, no, I think really I am more stubborn.
Yeah, I try to go with the flow as much as possible.
Yeah, I think you're a little more easygoing than me. So I'm glad we're on the same page there. Ask the staff how fucking crazy I am about the studio when I go in. If anything's out of place, I fucking have shit fits.
Right. Yeah, I don't care if the place is on fire.
Yeah, I'm OCD. I have all these issues.
I don't know that joint.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. You can go.
No, I was just going to ask him if he gets diarrhea, but that's cool.
not that often.
Well, you said you had a shit fit. What does that mean? Like shit starts shooting out of your shorts?
Yes, and in a very but very fit.
It's a hissy fit. It's a hissy. It's a masculine hissy fit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Masculine.
Your fists are clenched. You're pounding.
It's so masculine when you shit yourself.
Okay, next question for Doug Mellard and Jay. Who is the better dresser? So, Doug Benson, what do you think your co-host said?
I hope he went with, because I think he's a better dresser because he makes more interesting choices.
Oh, shit. I went with you because you knew I
was so in love.
You knew I was wearing these Nicolas Cage pants today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those are much fancier than the...
won the whole game with those. Jay, what did you put?
Listen, we both have our look.
Yeah.
For sure.
Wait, but Ralph has to give the answer first.
Oh, I do. Okay.
Yeah.
I said...
No, Ralph gave his answer the last one, I believe, first.
This one, sure. Well, this one I have for Jay and Mellard. So
it doesn't matter. So Jay, I'll give my answer first.
Gotcha.
Well, I do think that we're both terrible dressers. You have been putting in a concerted effort this year, especially into adding more color and being a little bit more coordinated. So I put Jay.
I put Jay.
All right.
Jay
all
also.
Right. Who are you?
We are killing this. The last one should be for 1,000,000 points, so it doesn't matter. But let's get number seven.
Number seven was for Doug Benson and Ralph. If you were both stranded on a deserted island, who would be more likely to eat the other first? So, Doug Mellard, what do you think Doug Benson said?
I gambled, but I was hoping he would do the same. I did neither.
Oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
But quick, let me write something down.
Doug Benson has an actual recipe for Doug Mellard.
No, I wrote that he'd eat me first because I, you know, the one who dies first is going to get eaten first, I hope.
Well, why would you die first?
I mean, have you seen my diet? If I can't have my Pop-Tarts in the morning, I'm finished.
All right, Jay, what do you think Ralph said?
I said that Ralph would eat me because he's the foodie and I'm probably delicious.
I think you're right. That's exactly why I put Ralph.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. We're killing this.
Yes. Oh, man.
All right. So now, what is the, before we go to the final question, Shannon, what are the scores?
1,000,000 points. Yeah, exactly.
The Dougs have 70 points and Jay and Ralph have 190.
Oh, my goodness.
So for a million
really
points.
This last one.
For a million points.
For 1,000,000 points. For Ralph and Doug Benson, one thing we'll never agree on is blank. So Doug Mellard, what do you think Doug Benson said?
I just took a stab because this was on the podcast the other day. I said the assassination of Jesse James.
Wow, that is specific.
Yeah, I couldn't remember a specific title, so I just said movies.
Oh yeah, that's close.
That's not bad.
We'll give you 500,000 points.
Oh, okay.
You get 500,000 for that.
Yeah. I think these two are gonna match on their last.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know.
That was a hard one.
Ralph, you got to show first. What do we disagree?
I show first. Well, I think it's something that we talk about all the time. We're never gonna agree on love and dating.
Ralph's dating, dude. No!
Oh, yes.
Oh, 1 1 million points. Wow. So what do we got? We got 1 million.
1,190,000
Wow, 190 that put us over the edge versus 500,070.
Or 570 points. Yeah. Good. I'll be honest with you. If this was a basketball score, you'd say both teams did well.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect to put those kind of points on the board.
I didn't come here expecting to drop over 500K.
So now, the end of the show every week, we do a little thing called The Firsts.
The first time ever I saw concert Detroit's had sex.
The name of the show is SDR Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. And we've asked every single guest since the dawn of the show, not 14 years ago like Doug Benson's first podcast, but about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. We ask you about your first experiences with all three, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We mean the first time you had sex, the first drug you ever did after pot, unless pot was the worst drug you ever did. But we start with the first concert you went to, and we don't mean a local band. We mean the first like big show that everyone's going to know. And we'll start with Mellard. First concert you ever went to.
While you guys think about that for a second, I will tell you that I love Ralph so much, but it's so funny that he used to always put that little caveat on the end of the question, like the first concert you ever saw, not some local band, like a big band that we don't know the name of. And I'd go, Ralph, when you ask somebody the first concert they went to, they're not going to say local band. One time he didn't say that, and the person goes, this local band called Strut Stuff that was, I'm like, you know what? Explain it every time, Ralph.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. What are you going to do?
The one time, when
porn stars are on, we have to say consensual sex to be safe.
Yeah, and then the drug question got changed up also because it was always someone going like, it was always weed. It's like weed. And you're like, just by chance, what's the second drug you ever did? They're like, I used to inject fentanyl into my neck. Like, you know what? Yeah, tell that story.
All right, so Mellard, we'll start with you. First drug you ever did after, first concert you ever went to.
Is this band called Strut and Stuff?
Big horn.
They're the best.
I thought, does this count, Reverend Horton Heat? Do you guys know Reverend?
Yeah, of course.
It was a pretty quick life-changing event because somebody took a piss right in front of me in the venue. They didn't want to leave their spot, so they just peed on the concert floor. And then there was a fight that broke out, and I was like, this is rock and roll. This is good.
How old were you?
That's rockabilly, right?
Reverend? Yeah, yeah. They're great. I was like probably 18 or something like that.
Yeah, that's fun. Pretty cool. That's pretty badass. Yeah.
And Emos in Austin, the old Emos, was great.
Benson?
Yes. I getting called on in class. I'm going to go with... I saw Pat Benatar at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Fuck yeah.
I got to go because I won tickets on a local radio station call-in trivia thing or something. And I got to go in a limo. I got to go backstage and stand around for long enough to get tired of standing around, just go home instead of trying to meet Pat Benatar.
Oh, wow, that's cool. So what year was that, like 83, 84?
Yeah, must have been, maybe even earlier than that. Am I going to be caught in a lie with this timeline?
No, it's all right. I'm just trying to figure it out, but in the 80s sometime, or maybe a little earlier.
Yeah, she had a lot of big hits, and I knew them. You know, I wasn't a concert goer yet. And then, you know, strangely enough, San Diego Sports Arena, I go to tons of concerts there over the years, and got to actually go backstage and hang out with and watch a sound check and the Nirvana in Utero tour. Wow. Because they hired Bobcat Goldthwait to open for them.
Yeah.
And so he got me and some of our other comedy friends into the into the show. And he not only opens for Nirvana, it was a tour where there was also Butthole Surfers and another band. And he had to host the whole show. So he had to go out on stage like four or five times over the course of the show. And the Nirvana crowd didn't know him or care about him at all. They just threw shit at him and screamed at him the whole time. And he was on the entire tour because Kurt Cobain thought that was the most fun thing to watch.
I did that. I did that with Korn. I went on tour with the same thing. I hosted.
And did they just sit and just roar laughing, watching you have a horrible time?
No, they were like, for the most, there were some nightmare stories within the tour, but like for the most part, like I was able to kind of get them to something. And then I did Then I did the big amphitheater one, the Mayhem Fest big tours with like Slipknot and a couple other bands, and it was like, it's far from an ideal situation. And I always tell, the worst thing that could ever happen in comedy, I think I figured it out, and it was Rob Zombie wanted his set like to be closed, like he wants to reveal the set when he comes on stage.
Yeah,
and I did 15 minutes of stand-up before he went on, and they ended up by the end of the tour moving the spot when I went up, because in the middle of me just talking to the crowd, I'd be erased by a fucking tarp that would just drop down in front of the stage. And then I just had to curse and like find the hole to get through to go out to the front of it. I was just like, this goddamn, this bullshit. Just barking into the microphone. It was so ridiculous.
Jay, let me ask you this. Because Doug said he called in to win Pat Benatar tickets. Did you ever call in a radio show back when you were a kid?
I definitely tried, but I never got through.
And you,
I won shit all the time. I won like a microwave that my family ended up using for years, and really? lots of used to give away albums. Like, they used to do this thing on the radio station I listened to, where suddenly they go, "Name it and claim it," and then the song would play, and the first person who called up and told them what song it was would get the record sent to them. And I won it all the time. Like, I had this huge record collection just from winning it so much.
My mom was boning a fucking DJ in Philly for a couple years, and so I got a lot of free 45s.
Prize closet.
I only called in twice, Jay. You know, I called in once with Howard Stern and got on the air with that. And one time I called in one, got to play pick a request, and they sent me a CD or something. I forget what, but it was only two times I ever called in.
Was it Delilah? Did you make a request on Delilah?
No, but it was pre-Delilah. I was probably like 14 when I called in.
Ralph, I hear you're heartbroken. Tell us your story. There was a girl. I took her to a docking show. And
if you made it through, it was always the most exciting thing, like at that age.
I played the clip on my Instagram of me getting on Howard Stern. That was the coolest thing, I think, at the time ever. It's the thing that made me want to do radio. I ended up, after that, deciding I should get into radio because of that fucking phone call.
We used to call the sports, as we were teenagers, we used to call the sports guy Scotty Farrell and just try to curse on his show.
All right, so let's go to Drug. First drug you ever did, Doug, after pot, Mellard.
Mushrooms.
Hey, same here.
Yeah, and it was... My first time was actually a nightmare experience where I basically just had a 6-hour panic attack. But I stayed away from it for like 15 years, and now I do them all the time. I was convinced that it's actually, I have anxiety, depression stuff. And my wife was like, "This is going to help it." But I turned it down for a while, even though she was convinced it would help, because of my previous thing, it just amplified my anxiety. But if you do it in the right amount, the right environment, like, it's helped me so much. Like, I love it, love it, love it.
I've been dicking around with microdose lately.
Yeah, man.
The little chocolates.
Yeah. It makes you happier. You feel like better. You're creative. It's great.
I did not enjoy my one time doing it. But again, what someone brought up to us, because we do it on the show, because I've never done any drugs. So once a year I try a drug on the show. And each time it's my first time ever doing a drug, so they've never gone well. But it's, of course, it's not going to go well live on a show. You know, it can be more of the worst environment to do it.
But the microdose is not what you experience, though. It's not a trip thing at all.
I would try it. I'm not against it. Okay, and you, Mr. Benson?
Well, I am against everything. It's not weed. I've tried, a few other things, but there's a lot of things on the list that, you know, everybody says, "Oh, you should do it once," and I haven't even done once. But I'd say the follow-up to weed was probably mushrooms, because of comedian friends in San Francisco that I smoked weed with. They also would do mushrooms sometimes, and I tried that, and it never really.
The only drug I've tried that I thought remotely, "Oh, I get it," was Molly. Yeah. But that's the only one that I thought, "Oh, I get it." But boy, did I hate cocaine. That was terrible. That was a year ago now, Jay. Almost.
Yeah, still think you still got the night sweats?
I hated it so much. Oh my god.
You're like okay, so now, big city, dude.
We'll go to the first time you had sex, wait, Doug Mellard.
Did you do coke with Joy Behar?
Yes. No, she's the one that supplies the coke. She supplied it.
Really? You and Ronnie James Dio at your house.
First time I had sex, I think it was 17, and I ended up marrying that woman, and it really? Didn't go well. Yeah.
Oh my
God. I eloped the day after I graduated to the first person I had sex with.
And how long did that last?
About 2 years. Yeah. And then
Are you from a very small town?
No, I don't know. I was an idiot.
We're trying to find an excuse for this.
Yeah, exactly.
But she poisoned.
I was dumb. I was young and dumb. She left me for the neighbor. So
you have a learning disability. I'm trying to get to the.
She got you pregnant.
He left you for that guy next door who you just see his eyes. You don't even see the rest of his face.
It's Wilson.
He's always looking Wilson over the fence at your wife.
Yeah. Hey, chum.
And Mr. Benson?
Total high school story, prom night. I guess I was 17. But real premeditated prom night, my date agreed, my girlfriend at the time, I guess, agreed that, that was going to be the night we rent a room somewhere. So uh-huh. that was my first experience.
How long did that marriage last?
Booking a hotel room. You can imagine how nice a hotel it was if they let a 17-year-old book a room.
Yeah.
That's what I did, too, at a Holiday Inn. A janky Holiday Inn in South Jersey.
It was called, Pennywise or something like that. It had the Penny Lodge. It was called Penny Lodge, I think. So it was real cheap. It was a good deal. Close to home in case there was any emergencies.
In case you get scared?
In case you
got scared in the middle of the night not being in your own bed?
Yeah, but it all pretty much went according to plan, and nothing went wrong, and,
It's so funny, the thought now of, pre-planning sex with someone, it just sounds so awful. We're going to rent a room and do this, and be like, you would never fly at 50, but at 17 is what you do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we were fooling around at her parents' place, and but not actual sex yet. All the other stuff, but her parents got really mad at me one time because her dad's robe got stained.
Jizz?
Is jizz stains?
No, chocolate.
Oh, nowhere near as cool.
I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah, it was a sperm situation.
That's quite a fucking rope.
I mean, how embarrassing is that? When, what did you do to,
Nothing embarrassing at all, robe? Dude. That's a hell of a rope. You fired a hell of a rope, dude.
Yeah, I mentioned it was in the closet in the other room.
And the door was closed. He should have been patty on the back.
You got jizz like the poltergeist hand that comes out of the TV.
First of all, guys, thank you so much. The new podcast, Wide World of Doug's, starts this weekend in theory, even though you don't even have a guest book yet. I guess you're doing it solo together, the first one.
Yeah, and we got an amazing theme song already. It's a heavy metal theme song for,
reason.
Do you
need Doug Aldrich to rewrite it for you afterwards?
I mean, if he, offers, I'm not against the idea.
Yeah. Ralph, text him tonight, Ralph.
I'll text him right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah. Why don't you just do it right now? What's the big deal?
Hit him up. Wide World of Doug's needs you.
Yeah, you're gonna get back new phone. Who dis? Sorry, no name attached to number.
You're talking to the star of Crush Groove.
I've been on your block 7 times. Who is this?
You're talking to the guy who saw the Fat Boys once.
This is Joy Behar's best friend. Oh, hey, Ralph. And Doug Mellard, you have a new album out, Fart Safari 3, Fart Harder. Great name.
Oh, yeah. And I've got actually Fart Safari 2, Fart Harder is out. Fart Safari 3, Fart Harder with a Vengeance is coming out later this summer. So
Hell yeah, Fart Hard with a Vengeance.
You gotta check out the whole fart trilogy, Evan. Yeah.
It's really one piece broken into three stanzas. From yeah.
You could definitely do some squeakquels.
All right, to the Dougs, thank you so much. And just because we were talking about them, we add a song every week at the end of the show. Go to the sdrshow.com/playlist. We'll do Big Sky, Reverend Horton Heat. Good song, why not? We'll add that to the playlist. And guys, Jay, your plugs?
Nothing, man. Who knows what the fuck's happening? I went to Indianapolis for a weekend, and then I've been terrified ever since. I'm going to be doing some residency, like one-night stuff in Rhode Island, Philadelphia, maybe Maryland. But, I mean, nothing flying right now.
It's scary.
It's yeah.
Good call.
The fighter and the kid fellas talked all that shit. Now they fucking got it, both of them.
Yeah, so does the president of Brazil, who was crazy talking shit. Yeah. Crazy. Shannon, your plugs?
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Okay, and also I'd like to say again, Jay, I'm so glad we know each other way better than the Dougs do. That's all that we
do. I'm glad that we both know that you will eat me.
I am Ralph Sutton, and Dougs and Shannon and Jay, thank you so much. We'll see you next week on the SDR Show.
Listening to the SDR Show.